This film has been formatted to fit your screen and edited for content. Golden warehouses ripple. A blue shield with gold trim stops turning. Giant gold letters, WB. A gold banner before it reads Warner Brothers Pictures. Words appear, a Time Warner Entertainment Company. Blue still shots of a hand holding a bow. A man draws an arrow. Silver streaks over him. Words appear in silver. Alcon Entertainment. In a room, a blonde-haired man wears a collared shirt.
It's been a lot of fun, Ginger. We've had some good times, right? I know I have, and I think you feel the same way. Oh, my God. Don't say what I think you're going to say. Ginger, we had a good run. The sex, the pointless conversations before sex, all of it. But let's face it, we have nothing in common.
He talks to a cockatiel.
Don't, Dylan. Please. You mean everything to me. This will rock my world. You complete me. Shh. Ginger. It's over. Now you're a good kid. I know you're going to land on your feet. Please don't cry. Shh. No good.
He lights a cigarette with a pistol lighter.
It's not you, Ginger. It's me. I come from...
Dylan? What are you doing here? You don't smoke.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to start. Ginger, I think we should talk.
I gotta get ready for work.
Fine.
Ginger steps behind a screen.
Ginger, we've had some good time.
Dylan, before you go any further, there's something I've been wanting to say. I don't think I'm the girl you're looking for.
Oh my God, don't say what I think you're gonna say.
You keep trying to change me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You can't accept the fact that I don't like Caddyshack or AC/DC.
Well, you never listened to their first album.
And what's with the community college crap? Are you telling me it wasn't you who put these under the sink next to the Tampax? Nice touch.
She walks out in a fringed shirt.
Don't you get it?
And chaps.
I already have a career.
Come on.
Look, Dylan, we have nothing in common.
What about the sex?
Oh, Dylan, sex isn't everything. And you said that yourself just the other night.
Well, that was right after we had sex. Don't listen to me. There's a weird half hour there where somehow it... isn't important to guys anymore.
Shh. Look, I can't do this right now. I'm almost done. It's over. We're done. So accept it. Be a man.
Well, when you put it that way, I don't know why we went out in the first place. Miss you.
On a black screen, words in white appear. Alcon Entertainment presents a Wayne Rice Dynamo Entertainment production. David Spade. Sophie Marceau. Lost and Found. Cars drive on a street. Patrick Brule, Marty Lang. A blue beetle pulls up before a cafe. Mitchell Whitfield, Christian Clemenson, Estelle Harris, Marla Gibbs, Rose Marie, Carol Cook. Dylan steps out and walks to the cafe. Michelle Clooney, Ever Carradine, Carl Michael Lindman.
Hey, thanks for coming.
And Martin Sheen.
Hey, boss.
Inside the cafe, Dylan approaches three seated guests.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dylan.
That's a cool dress. You want to play motorboat? I'll start. Keep laughing, you're next. Ricky, you get that same lunch every day. We're going to have to name it after you soon. Keep eating. Slow down. You guys okay here?
Great. Could use some water.
We need some water on 9? First one's free. Hey, buddy. What do you got going there? Not hungry? Better eat up. Don't end up like me. Skinny and dumb. Not the way to go.
Music by John Debney. Editor Christopher Greenberry.
Turtle, what are you doing?
Hey, boss. I'll tell you what. I got those plates looking wonderful.
How was that stink sandwich? We serve those now? Go take care of that. You're dealing with customers.
Co-producer Todd P. Smith. Inside the kitchen.
I got it. You okay?
Yeah.
Great. 86 of souffles, guys. You know, the Nortons have been waiting 30 minutes for one of these?
Relax, Mark. I'll handle it.
How am I supposed to put out 50 entrees tonight with only one oven?
I'm sorry. You want me to let the place burn down?
You know what? These would have got me insurance money.
Don't worry about the money. I'm meeting with Ray in the morning. We're going to get the loan.
Really? When? I mean, I've been hearing about this phantom loan since you talked me into this place 3 months ago.
Everything's gonna be fine. Remember our deal. You worry about the food. I'll take care of the business.
Where are my souffles?
Ask him.
No more souffles.
Hey, boss, you got a minute?
I guess so, Wally.
Remember the time when it was really slow here and I was sitting down watching Sally Jesse and you shot me with a rubber band on my arm and said, gee, Wally, stop itching your butt and get a life?
Sure, that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I decided you was absolutely right. I gotta broaden my horizons. If I end up a lifer here like Turtle, I'll kill myself. That's why there's no time to waste. I want to be exactly like you, boss. I want you to be my mentor, my guru, my rabbi. When you're chopping the heads off the chickens, I want to be there. When you're squeezing the melons, when you're hitting on the customers, I want to be right there with you, boss, you know? Chopping, squeezing, hitting, you know? I want to just follow you wherever you go.
Just about a foot feels good.
Right.
Well, you're very loud, and that's flattering.
Uh-huh.
It's good to hear that stuff. Maybe you would even consider moving in with me.
Really? You mean it?
No. Big no. But I think Turtle might have bunk beds, so if you two could figure something out.
You got me, boss! Good one!
Hey, took care of the Nortons. Everything's cool. I'm gonna take off now.
What do you mean?
I can't do this right now. My head's not in it.
Let me guess. Cowgirl gave you the boot.
No. Yes. But I got the last burn on her. I said, baby, when the phone ain't ringing, that's me not calling. Yeah.
Really? You said that?
No, but I should have. Damn it, I just thought of it right now when I said it to you.
You know, one day you're gonna meet the right girl. You're not gonna know what to do.
You know where to find me.
Oh, yeah.
Produced by Wayne Rice and Maury Eisenman.
Turtle, never date a girl who pays her rent in singles.
Yeah.
Produced by Andrew A. Kosob and Broderick Johnson. Written by J.B. Cook and Mark Meeks and David Spade. White boats and yachts are docked in clear blue water. Across the street is an orange stucco apartment complex. Dylan's Blue Beetle pulls up in front. Directed by Jeff Pollock. Dylan walks up to his mailbox.
Seen me, no. Ah. Oh, you'll never leave me.
It's a Victoria's Secret catalog.
Ooh, there's a bargain.
A dog chases a cat to his legs.
Jack!
A brown-haired woman runs into Dylan. They fall to the ground.
Oh, are you all right? I'm sorry I didn't see you. Are you hurt?
No, it's okay. I'm on the pill.
Forgive me, I'm sorry. Jack!
Wait.
In an apartment.
Okay, girls, who wants egg salad?
You make it?
Yes.
No, thank you.
No, forget it.
Come in.
Hi, Mrs. Stubblefield.
Oh, Dylan, you found Whiskers. Where was she?
Oh, she was behind a dumpster. Some dog chased her back there.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, if it ain't the Shorty Express. Right on time.
Hello, ladies.
Would you like to join us for a drink?
Oh, no thanks. I already had a roofie for lunch.
Nice pants.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. The new girl in apartment 6C.
You want me to hook you up?
No, thank you. You'll ruin it.
What? Where's Mildred? We sent her for a beer run an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, there's a Heine in the lettuce drawer.
Dibs.
Look out, girls. I'm crap dusting again.
Oh. I told you to stop eating those crab cakes. Anyway, Dylan, her name is Lila Dubois. And she just moved in. And she seems nice enough, except for that dog of hers. Dreadful animal.
Okay, all right, well, nice to see you ladies. Ta.
No, wait, Dylan. Wouldn't you like to join us for one hand?
Huh? No. I'm not the type of guy who steals pension money from widows and orphans.
Oh. Go back.
What's the matter? Your rig is puny as you are?
Deal me in, bitch.
Dylan, shirtless, holds his cards.
Clara, quit dropping things. We all know what you're doing under there.
It slipped. I swear.
It's
6 times.
I fold.
Me too.
I'll see you your socks and raise you your shorts.
You couldn't raise my shorts with a crane. Besides, you're bluffing.
Only one way to find out. Big guy.
Yeah. Straight flush.
Dylan exits wearing 2 canvas bags over his crotch and butt. Dylan walks to the front staircase and stops. Lila's window is open. Dylan watches her play a cello in a pink nightgown. Behind some plants to her window. An elderly couple walks up behind Dylan.
Hey! What are you doing? You get fresh with my wife, you'll have to deal with me.
I lost a penny. Have you seen it?
Yeah. It had a picture of Lincoln on it. You know, president when you were in high school.
He has a nice toy.
Hillary, for heaven's sake.
How's the loan coming?
I'll try, but I can't promise anything.
Gotta have this loan or we're dead. What do you need, some collateral?
At a bank.
You don't have any collateral.
Hello?
Line 3. It's Millstone.
Oh. Hello, sir. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Millstone, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, everything is in order, sir. Yes, sir, you can count on me, sir.
Wow, that crazy ass kissing was hard to watch.
Sir.
That ass happens to belong to the president of the bank, the one who approves loans.
Ooh, in that case, tell him to bend over. I'll be right up.
Maybe some other time. He's busy right now, planning a little soiree for Saturday to raise money for the arts.
Ray, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Hire you to cater it?
No, let's go down to the lake and make out. Of course hire us to do the catering. We'll do it for cost, and we'll show them we're worth the risk.
Okay, I'll try, but I can't promise anything.
Yes, you're a stud. Thank you, Ray.
At a pier.
There you go.
Promise. Tomorrow I call Max and I arrange for you to meet.
It's all right, Renee. And thanks for trying. Good night.
May I come in?
The next morning.
Jack!
Hey, neighbor.
You haven't seen Jack, have you? Oh, I'm so late.
Well, go on, get out of here. I'll find him.
Oh, no, I can't let you do that. He's my problem.
I was going to look for a dog today anyway. This is perfect.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't care. Scoot, skedaddle. I'm going to lock up.
Hey, thanks.
In Dylan's apartment. He walks to a closed door.
It's strictly business, Jack. No hard feelings. Hey, it's Dylan. Can I talk to Mark? Thanks. Yeah, hey. It's me. Look, buddy, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it in today. Yeah, I'm waiting for the cable guy. My TV's broken. I don't know what's wrong with it. It keeps making barking noises. Yeah. Ow! Shh, you want a boot in your butt? Not you, phone guy. Yeah, he's here too. I don't know what's wrong with it. My phone, it's just keeps disconnecting at the weirdest.
He throws the phone on the couch.
All right, what do you want? All right, give me that. There, go nuts. What part don't you understand? I throw, you fetch. It's the latest craze. All the cool dogs are doing it. Okay, what do you want to play? How about the quiet game? Go! You lose.
Jack takes his red toy and places it behind a pillow on Dylan's padded chair.
Hide and seek. You crafty canine. Where could it be, Jack? Where, oh, where? The fridge? Maybe. The plant? Not my first guess. I'd say right here.
I found it!
You want to play again? No, thanks. I think it's more fun for you. So, you do that, and let me know how it goes.
Great.
Oh, beat it, will you? Go take a dog nap. When's your mom come home? It's time to go look for you.
Jack reaches on the table and bites the ring box.
Yeah!
No. You don't get this. Shh. I know you want it. Look at how sparkly it is. You want that? Yeah, you and every single girl in the Midwest. Ooh la la. I wish I had it. Jack, I thought we were just friends. Oh, she's home. Come on. Get ready, you. Come on, buddy. There you go, you sucker. You're too easy. Didn't your mommy ever tell you? Never follow a stranger into the bathroom.
Outside the complex, Lila bangs her head on her trunk door.
Oh, hey, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I just got fired. I can't help it if the child is tone deaf. How is that my fault? The parents, they pay me to give him lessons, but I'm not a miracle worker. When I was a child, I used to sleep with my instrument.
Sorry.
I have no career. Who am I kidding?
Well, I bet you feel better when you find Jack.
And my dog is missing.
It's gonna be
right. And now I've got the hiccups. I could kill that dog. He does this all the time. Eventually, he always comes back, but he doesn't know this, never heard.
I tell you what. I guarantee you'll get your dog back. I bet in 2 hours, you'll have him, okay?
Yeah? You think so?
I know so. Come on. Let me grab this.
He struggles with her cello.
How many you got in here?
Okay.
Yeah, I usually work with barbells. This is it. And you know, this park is great. If I was a dog, I'd come here.
Oh, God, I can't help feeling like I've wasted my whole life. I mean, what I've done since I was 5 years old is play music.
Jeez, the only focus I had when I was five was not to wet the bed. I used to sprinkle cereal on my sheets at night, and then when I'd hear a snap, crackle, pop, I'd wake up and run to the bathroom. Of course, I had to kill those guys. They knew too much. Snap and crackle were cool, but pop had a little bit of a tooth problem. She smiled, finally. Ooh, a playground.
Let's play.
Dylan stands over an animal on the spring.
Dylan, what are you doing?
Shh, you spook him. Settle in. Okay, what you got, horsey? What you got, Eddie? What? Oh, yeah. Is that it? I saw your mommy at Kmart. You can ride her for a quarter. That's what I said. Oh!
He falls off.
Are you okay? I'm sorry.
Is that 8 seconds? Oh, my God.
You almost make me forget how terrible this week has been for me.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
And on top of everything, my former fiancé just showed up out of nowhere. He expects me to forget everything that happened between us and fly back to Paris with him. Can you believe it?
That bastard.
And just because he's gorgeous and talented and charming and rich and famous and...
I get it. Keep going.
He thinks I'm just going to forget about how he treated me. The things I hated most were his lies. Without honesty, you have nothing. You agree?
He doesn't meet her eyes.
Yeah. Honesty is very important. Ice cream. Now, that's really important. All right, I tell you what. You've had a long day.
Why don't you go inside, take a bath, relax, light some candles. I'll get out there and do a final pass in the neighborhood, okay?
You would do that?
Sure. Yeah, no problem. And I'll see you later. I mean, if I find him.
Dylan?
Yeah.
I'm very lucky to have a neighbor like you.
He leaves. Lila jogs to her apartment. Dylan sneaks back, crouching. He lopes to the stairs, trips on one, and heads to his apartment.
Burn on me. You got out of the bathroom door. Do you want to call Letterman or should I?
This dog has a gift.
Wally, it's Dylan. Yeah, can you get lasagna and salad for two delivered to my house stat and make it nice? Thanks, pal. You don't need my credit card. I own the place, remember? All right, you're doing good. Well, well, well. It's time to take you home, buddy, and earn my hero stripes. Yeah.
Dylan sees the ring box opened and empty. He drops Jack.
Where's the ring, Jack? I need to have it. Look at me, you little tarantula. I know you know where it is. Do the right thing and point your snout at it. Talk to me. Who is it?
It's Wally. Wally's hair is dyed blonde. His clothes are identical to Dylan's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's single white female.
So let me get this straight, boss. You lost Mark's ring, and then you stole some broad's dog to help you find the ring, and then the dog lost the... Oh, wait, let me start over.
Just look.
Wally looks under Dylan's couch. Dylan looks to see Wally's plumber's crack.
You want some flowers for that vase?
Huh?
Hey, don't give me any of that. He doesn't get anything until we get the ring back.
This dog will eat anything.
Dylan's head jerks up. An X-ray hangs on a lighted wall.
Hey, there's my mail key.
Dylan glares at Jack.
It's difficult to tell. This could be the ring right here.
And you know what that means.
Sure. Cut him open, Doc. I'll grab his paws.
That's a little drastic. If it's in there, all you have to do is wait for it to pass through his system and then retrieve it.
I think you're the only one psyched up for that treasure hunt, Doc. Oh, you won this round, my friend. But this is far from over.
At a park, Jack is on a rope leash.
What are you sniffing around for? It's all good grass. Just do it. I don't have all day.
Dylan wears yellow rubber gloves.
Hey, I got an idea. This worked on me once in summer camp.
Dylan carries Jack to a drinking fountain.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Doesn't that feel good? Nice warm water. Loosens everything up. So relaxing. Great, now I gotta go. All right. Put you right here. Stay. Real quick, just number one.
Jack's leash is wrapped around a pole as Dylan leaves. Jack's collar comes undone.
Jack!
Dylan exits to find Jack with a dozen dogs.
Jack, wait!
Jack leads Dylan, who carries a filled garbage bag behind him. In Dylan's bathroom.
How we doing?
Sorry, boss. No ring.
Well, thanks for coming over, man.
I value this time we spent together, boss. Did I get any on me?
A little right here.
Wally smears dog feces over his cheek.
You got it.
Newspapers are covered in dog feces.
Clean up.
Sure thing, boss.
Sunlight filters through blinds over a sleeping Dylan.
Oh, my gosh. The only thing worse than doggy breath is doggy morning breath. Gah! Wait, if you're up here... And what's poking in...
Oh, my God!
What?
What are you doing in my bed?
It was cold on the couch, and... Besides, I heard a noise.
Well, she just snuggled up on me like some sort of pea pod.
Yeah.
Get out. Wait. Where'd you get those underpants?
Oh, out of the hamper. I had to dig a little.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. Take them off. No, don't. Wait. Just get out.
I'll get it.
Dylan scoops up Jack in his arms.
Who is it?
And hurls him into the bathroom. She sees Dylan and Wally wearing matching green boxers.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you.
You didn't? There's nothing. We weren't. There's nothing. That's funny. Hi. Morning.
Morning.
I'll go make the bed.
Okay. This guy's,
It's okay. I'm open. I guess you didn't have any luck last night. I mean, with Jack. So I made posters. And do you have something to hang them with?
Yeah, sure I do. You know what? Wait here, I'll go with you. I'll help you out.
No,
it's no problem. No, I'll be right back. Just 2 seconds. Okay, let's do it. I figure we'll start on Bradbury and work our way north. There's a little coffee shop if you want to grab a bite.
I really appreciate your help, but isn't there somewhere you have to be?
I own the place, baby. I don't punch a clock. Besides, you shouldn't do this by yourself.
Dylan. Rene called last night, and I told him about Jack. I must have been very upset, but he offered to help.
Like that's gonna work? What a worm. The guy thinks he can weasel his way back into your life through your dog.
Rene stands before his Mercedes.
How could I say no?
I'll coach you.
Mm-hmm. At the pier.
How's this?
I think a little incentive would not hurt. A reward, perhaps?
No, I cannot. I don't have enough.
But I do. You need a pen.
Lila smiles as Rene writes, reward. $100.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, $100.
It's a lot of money, no?
Yeah, you're trying to get a chicken back.
Dylan adds a zero.
Hello.
No, I can...
Shh. I insist.
Uh-huh. We are talking about dollars.
I see.
Rene writes a 2 over the 1.
Are you crazy, Rene? This is too much. I cannot...
Let's be adults about this, shall we?
Dylan writes $10,000.
Are we done?
Oh, yes, we're done.
What business did you say you were in?
Oh, I own a little restaurant. Italian food.
I hope you sell a lot of noodles.
Rene holds a flyer before a young man and woman. As Lila tapes one to a light post, smiling, she sees Dylan mime a dog to a gardener before putting a flyer on his lawnmower. At a large window, Dylan tapes a flyer up. Rene and Lila look on smiling. Rene wraps an arm around Lila. Her smile disappears. At a sidewalk, Dylan mimes a dog to a black and white Great Dane. Lila and Dylan walk away laughing. Rene follows. At the beach, Lila and Dylan struggle to tape a flyer above others for lost dogs. Rene easily tapes it over their heads. At a window, Lila approaches a man as Dylan and Rene watch outside.
I know what you're trying to do, but it won't work.
Well, I know what you did do, and you don't deserve her.
Listen, man, she speaks 5 languages, plays 6 instruments. She eats Le Coquille, Le Grenouille, she drinks Montrachet and Chateau Margaux. So if you think you're going to get her with some spaghetti and meatballs, I think you're out of your mind and out of your league. She and I have a history together. And in case you haven't heard, how you say, history repeats itself.
Well, Renee, you may have all that over me. In fact, you do. But the good thing about me is I don't have to stop in the middle of a lame cutdown to ask,
how you say?
What's that about?
How you say?
Now, I know you got to scoot along. You don't want to be late for your,
how do you say,
jackass convention.
I'm from here, buddy. I think fast and I talk fast. I'm a local yokel. Give me a sec. Yep.
Yeah, Ray's here for the tasting, and I don't know how long I can stall him. Where the hell are you?
Turtle douses Mark in the flaming dish he was cooking with the extinguisher.
That was a close one. Walk away. We're walking away.
At Lila's.
Too soon, I guess.
Give it some time.
Well, thank you for everything, and, good night.
May I have a glass of water?
Sure.
Her lips purse as her eyes glare upward.
No ice.
Have a seat.
She points to a different seat and sits down.
Lila, remember when you used to come home at night, tired, and I used to massage your feet? Come on, give it to me. Wow, why are you so tense? Wow, I still have the magic hands. You remember the magic hands? Relax, come on, lay back. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Renee kisses her neck.
Oh, my God, I missed you.
Then her lips.
No, I can't do this. I'm not doing this again.
Relax. You can't do it because you trust me. Because I'm a different man. Because I've evolved.
Renee unbuttons a button. His hand snakes in her shirt.
No,
Okay, I've been selfish. Now, let's slow down.
Okay. I gotta go to the bathroom.
In the bathroom, Lila stares at the mirror.
You remember, this is Renee. Liar, cheat, potential carrier of venereal disease. It's been a while, though. People deserve a second chance. Maybe he's changed.
Renee stands naked before Lila.
What?
Hector, come on!
Outside Lila's.
Lila, where is your sense of humor?
Makes me laugh.
I have her just where I want her.
Dylan nods slightly.
All right, don't be so grumpy, buddy. We're at a dog store. This place should be like Disneyland for you.
Jack rests in the child seat of a cart.
These look good. Mm-hmm. Tartar control. You know what the leading cause of tartar is? Eating your own poop. Yeah, don't play dumb. I've seen you.
Look, Mom, it's the lost doggy in the picture.
Dylan pushes the cart forward. The cart is before fish tanks. Jack is dressed in all pink ruffles.
What's going on, boys? Just a little friendly goldfish hunt. There you are. Come here, friend. Oh, you are a winner. Ooh, looky here, Jack. I got one. Looky, Jack. A new buddy. You want a new friend, huh? Want somebody to play with? You give me the ring, I'll buy you the fish.
The fish flies out of the net and into Jack's mouth. Dylan drops the net and rushes the cart away.
Pi want an earthquake. Pi want an earthquake. Pi want...
Brian, play nice.
Pi want an earthquake.
Brian, you heard your mom. Play nice.
You're not my boss.
I know I'm not your boss, but if you shake that cage one more time, I'm going to start my own little earthquake on your face. Get it? Got it? Good.
Is that it? Is that your big, bad speech? Well, I got news for you and your dog, mister. You're out of your league. That's the man, Mommy. He pat my bottom, put me in his lap. We played Santa Claus. He touched my naughty place. Get it? Got it? Good.
Easy, kid. You run the show. We're all friends here. Everybody walks away. Sorry, bird.
Dylan flinches. His elbow hits Brian, who falls onto a bag of seed.
Ay, caramba. Let's get out of here.
At the complex.
Shh. You be good or you don't get that stuff in the car. Oh.
Dylan?
Oh.
Carrying Jack, Dylan walks past the stairs and into a laundry room.
Yeah.
Dylan, I thought it was you.
Dylan sits on a dryer.
Hey, Lola.
What are you doing?
Laundry.
But shouldn't you undress first?
No, I gotta let it soak in. Shout it out.
Are you sure you're okay? You seem to be a little bit anxious.
I'm fine. Just waiting for the dryer to dry.
This might help.
Oh. Wet clothes. And boots. Big look.
Bye.
Okay. Jack. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, pal. That was uncool.
Socks cling to Jack.
Yeah. I should have thrown in a bounce. All right. You're fine.
On TV, a horse rears up and shakes his foreleg. Foam flies from a dog's mouth. A boy in a checkered shirt and suspenders walks up. A woman enters with a Winchester.
He's mine. Let me do it.
Happened to him, and he was a good doggy. Starting to get it? Did you order pizza?
Mm-mm.
Wally dries his tears, dressed just like Dylan.
Who is it?
It's Lila. I want to talk to you.
Dylan feeds Jack some peanut butter.
Chew, chew, quiet, 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 quiet.
Dylan!
Here, take him in the bathroom.
Hmm?
Go in the bathroom. Be quiet. Hide, hide, hide.
Is everything okay?
Yes, I'm just cleaning up. It's a mess. Okay, stay in here now. Be super quiet.
Right? Yeah, but boss, I can't be quiet. No, I got the dog. No.
Dylan feeds Wally some peanut butter.
Hey, I know you.
I'm not interrupting something, am I?
No, no, don't be ridiculous.
Is there a girl in there?
A girl? You're the only girl I know.
Oh. Well, I just wanted to come by and say hi.
Just say hi. Interesting.
No, actually, I wanted you to know that I'm sorry for being such a terrible neighbor. I should not have made Jack your problem.
Trust me, I made Jack my own problem.
Wow, you're so sweet.
I am sweet. I've heard that. Anyway, you said it yourself. He's run off before. I'm sure he'll pop up.
Wally appears in the window with Jack.
Hey, oh, hey, mosquitoes. Oh, my God, you're going to get eaten alive. Let's get out of here. I know the perfect spot to take you.
Outside the cafe.
How long have you owned it?
3 months.
I like it.
Yeah? Let me show you something really cool.
Dylan pulls out a chisel and walks to a glass door.
Hey, where I come from, this would be illegal.
A harmless little B&E, 6 months to a year max.
What is this place?
Well, this is hopefully the new wing to my restaurant. Doesn't look like much right now. But use your imagination. Over here is going to be all big windows. Back there's going to be a bar. Really cool. And up front in the corner, I'm going to have live music.
It sounds like you can already see it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Just picture it in your head, and then you make it happen.
Wow. You're so positive. Nothing gets in your way.
Well, it's easy. Isn't there something you've always wanted to do?
No. No, I don't.
No, come on.
Well, it's embarrassing. Yeah, I'd love to play my cello on a great stage in front of thousands of people, but...
But you ever imagine yourself doing it?
It would be pointless. I'm too afraid to even have an audition. René used to tell me that I don't have it in me. I think that's why I really left France, to prove him wrong. Well, I don't know.
Well, he is wrong, and you just haven't proved it yet.
They sit at a table with a single candle lit.
See that picture you do the smile? Look what happened.
They stare into each other's eyes. Outside Lila's, Dylan wears a Dodgers hat.
What are you all dressed up for?
Road trip.
He raises a bandana.
And what's that for?
You'll see. Come on.
At a door reading no entry.
Okay. Don't mind that sign. Back up.
Where are we?
I can't ruin the surprise. Just go straight.
Lila wears the bandana over her eyes.
Okay, come on. Step.
Okay,
watch
sure.
Your step. You stay
watch
just
your
like
step.
This.
I can't watch anything.
You'll be very safe.
His hand rests on her hip.
Don't take advantage of it.
I'm not. It's just a minefield I wanted to show you. All right, we're coming this way. You're fairly safe. You're going to go right about to here, and...
That's it?
I'll be right back. Stay there. You're fine. Okay, and take it off.
Her eyes widen as she looks out from the stage of the Hollywood Bowl.
Amazing what a free pizza will get you. Now, come on, we don't have all day.
I don't understand.
Play.
Her cello is on the stage.
But there's nobody here.
I know, baby steps. Gotta crawl before you can walk. Use your imagination.
This is silly.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain and Tennille will not be seen tonight, so we may bring you a special presentation of Miss Lila Dubois. Show us your boobs!
And I have to?
No, that's worst case scenario. When people yell at me, I just ignore them.
That's very easy to say, but what about when it's full?
Well, you gotta remember, they're all on your team. The people that come to listen, they're here to escape screaming kids and honking horns and ringing phones. Any noise that comes out of that cello, they're gonna love.
And what about the guy who wants to see my boobs?
Well, that's me, and I promise I won't yell during the show.
Oh.
Now play. There you go. Get the bow. All right. Crank it up. Plug it in. Whatever you got to do. Pull out the antenna. All right, Axel.
Thank you.
That was so great.
You are good.
Hey, I pictured the house full of people.
That's right, standing room only.
Thank you, it felt so good.
No problem, you were the one.
She kisses him.
Hey, Dylan. Thanks for the extra anchovies.
Okay. All right, well, let's get out of here. I'll carry this. You carry this.
He puts the hat on her head.
Is there a handle?
On a street, a rusty car races by.
Wally, this better not be a waste of time.
I'm telling you, boss, if anyone could get that ring back, it's my Uncle Harry. Dip!
The car hits a dip. Jack flies into the back seat. He lies still, tongue hanging out.
Oh, he's cool.
In a waiting room. People sit on couches with greyhounds on leashes.
Are you sure this guy's a certified dog whisperer?
Oh, yeah, boss. My mom said he normally only works with racing dogs, and she said he was on That's Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Next. It's us.
Hey, Uncle Harry.
Hey, Wally.
Harry, pipe in hand, looks from Dylan to Wally.
Add a little too much batter at the cloning lab? Hey, I see large and small. What happened to medium?
We get it.
Hey, Uncle Harry taught me how to wrestle when I was 7.
Wally, don't forget about our little secret.
Can we talk about the ring?
Fine.
Harry holds out his hand. Dylan gives him the leash. Harry gestures for money.
Thank you.
Dylan and Wally take a seat. Harry sits beside Jack on a couch. Harry looks up to Dylan and Wally.
Is he always this quiet? Really? You don't say. You don't say.
What is it?
He didn't say.
Come on, Uncle Harry. We really got to get that ring.
Okay. All right. Come on. Talk to me, baby. I see.
Harry leads Jack to a bowl.
Stay.
He points to Dylan.
Come. I didn't want him to hear this. You want that dog to help you find that ring? You better start treating him nice.
What? Did he tell you how much fun we had at the pet store? Or at the goldfish buffet?
I'm sure it would be more fun than the dryer.
That's incredible.
That's what Fran Tarkenton thought.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Just think what would make you happy and do it with him. Not that. Okay, Wally, let's wrestle.
Shirts and skins!
Like the old days. Your mother can't help you now.
You know, I've been thinking about it. I really think we should go with the lobster.
Okay, fine. We'll go with the lobster. Great.
No. Bad idea. I mean, we're talking 200 people here, right? Somebody's bound to be allergic to shellfish, huh? So, what about the beef? Definitely the beef.
Hmm? All right, relax, Rain Man. This is your department. You make the call. I gotta go.
Dylan and Jack are in a bubble bath.
Now do me.
Dylan brushes Jack's teeth. Dylan blow dries Jack. Dylan files Jack's nails.
And then what'd she say? Oh, I can't wait to tell the girls. Oh. Yeah. Rather. You'll be the talk of the town.
In the bedroom.
All you can eat buffet for free. Better than Vegas. Here's a good one. Wanna watch Lassie? Yeah. Oh, she's hot. Almost too pretty, though, you know. She definitely puts the ass in Lassie.
Dylan and Jack sleep. Jack gets up and leaves.
Oh, you got the ring. You're a good boy. You're the best doggy in the whole world. I love you.
The stone,
oh my God,
is missing.
You suck. You lost the best part. I'll kill you. Get over here. You rat. You dirty little hamster.
Renee walks to Dylan's window.
Don't try. Oh, we were just starting to get along, weren't we? Oh, you're dead. Come on. Heel. Stop. Stay. Bad dog.
Renee leaves.
Oh, I'll teach you to play dead.
Jack is leashed to the refrigerator door with a collar of duct tape.
Blah, blah, blah. You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Jack pulls the door handle out. Dylan runs over. Jack escapes through an open window.
Jack!
Dylan runs to the door.
Jack! Jack! Jack!
Renee and Lila stand at the door.
Oh, I was dreaming. I was so real. It was like Jack was here.
Yes, but we know he is here.
No, we don't, Renee.
Yes, sir. Jack, come on, baby!
Dylan, I'm so sorry. I was being delusional. I shouldn't even be here, but I didn't want you to have to deal with him alone.
It's no problem. Hey, you know what? What are you doing tomorrow night? I'm catering this little shindig.
Oh, I would love to go, but I can't. I have plans to attend a function with Renee. Hey, not as a date, just a friend. Max Huberman, the director of the Philharmonic, will be there. Is this bad?
No, that's great. That's the same party I'm working.
Come on, Jack, baby. I know you're here.
He's not here, Renee.
I'm telling you, he's here. And this guy over there is a liar.
Now, Renee, that hurts. Down here. Why would I do something like that anyway?
Why? To get into our pants.
What? Renee, only you would think of something that filthy.
Renee kicks Jack's food dish.
What is this?
Oh, that is a refrigerator door handle, and this is my cereal.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I will eat some. Because I'm hungry.
Okay. Now we're leaving, Renee.
Oh. We're leaving. I'm dreaming.
Fine.
I'll call you later.
I'm on to you, Mr. Local Yoko. Smile. We'll see who's smiling when I find that mutt of hers.
Ooh, dun dun dun. What a weirdo.
At the pier, the blind woman walks with her guide dog. The shepherd turns around.
$5,000?
At a jeweler's.
Do you have anything maybe smaller?
Not that would fit this setting, sir.
Why don't you and me make a deal? Let's kick the spit out of the middleman and split his cut. Do you know where he lives?
There is no middleman, sir.
Well, is there anybody you'd like me to kick the crap out of to get this price down? Seriously, just point them out. They'll never trace it back to you. Manager, boss, life partner.
If I may suggest, sir, you could always go zirconium.
No, I can't. That ring belongs to my best friend. Can't put in some cheap rock. All right. Can I get this one by tomorrow night?
That'll cost you extra, sir.
Of course it will. Why wouldn't it? You know, it's lucky how that works out for you, because it could have fallen either way.
A van winds down a road between yellow and green hills. It stops at a wide building with black windows. A man pushes a dolly with boxes through the front door. Two men move a table. Outside, keyboards are mounted as tables are set.
Tonight's a big night. Champagne and swat.
Just tell me one thing. Just tell me you brought it.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. You brought it. It's right here. Got it. I got it. You want to feel? Grab it. All right, get in there.
At Lila's, she brushes her hair in the bathroom.
Renee, the door is open.
Renee enters wearing a tux.
Bonjour.
I'll be out in a few minutes.
You don't have all day.
He poses in the mirror.
Hi, I'm calling about your reward poster. We found your dog. Yeah, he's doing fine. He's down here by the pier.
Hello. Oui, yes. Yes. Yes, don't move. Don't move. I'll be right there, okay? Lila, I forgot my wallet. I'll leave you the invitation on the table, okay? You meet me at the party. Bye, hurry up.
Hey, René!
At the party, a bartender serves a drink smiling. Ray slams a drink.
Another.
Oh, Ray. What are you drinking?
Newer on the rocks. It's the old man's drink.
Old man?
Yeah. Millstone.
Oh.
Dylan?
Lila. God, you look great.
You too.
Hey, who's your friend? She's hot.
There you are, you mutt. Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to take him out of your hand.
At the pier.
Excuse me. According to your poster, there's a little issue of money to contend with.
Oh, yeah, sure, you're right. Yeah. So you give me your phone number and I give you a call, okay?
No, no,
right?
I want my money. I want my money.
He walks away.
Help me! Mister!
At night, Renee pulls up with Jack in the car. Holding Jack, Renee spies Dylan talking to two people. He taps a valet's shoulder.
The short guy with the hair. Where is his car?
Over there by the van.
Candles float in a pool. Guests sit at tables. Dance on the dance floor. A mingle on a balcony. Renee struts into the party.
Lila!
Renee, did you find your wallet?
I am sure.
Oh, Renee, it's good to see you.
Of course it is. Ah, there's Uberman. Lila, come let me introduce you and let our friend here get back to the kitchen. I got it.
At Mrs. Bradbury's.
Hello?
Wally! Finally, there you are. Hey, run over to Leader's Jewelers, pick up a package, and bring it to me. You got that?
Okay, boys. I'm on it. Sorry, ladies. Duty calls.
The women sit in their underwear and watch Wally gather up their clothes and leave.
I hope they fit!
At the kitchen, a server takes dishes away. Millstone enters carrying a plate.
All right, you clowns. Which one of you is responsible for this crap? Huh? Just kidding. I really scared the hell out of you, though, there, didn't I? I'm sorry, kids. I just have to tell you, I'm really impressed. I think the food is A+. Congratulations.
Thank you. Does that mean we get the loan?
Oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't hurt. But, son, when I loan money, I'm not just looking at balance sheets and credit references and pastry swans. No, sir. I'm also looking at character and commitment as well.
Oh, we are committed. And I tell you what, if you give us that loan, your first meal at the new restaurant is comp.
I tell you what, son. If I give you that loan, they're all comped. Keep up the good work.
Wally's rusted car pulls up. He steps out in a tux. A valet approaches.
Keep your feet on the mats.
At a table, Lila rocks her head side to side.
Excuse me, miss. I think you're in my seat.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what are you doing alone?
Besides you and René, I don't know anyone here, so...
What about Carl over there? How are you, buddy? Look at you, you old sheep humper. Give me a jingle, I'll catch you on the jangle. Call the old number, I'll give you a new one. Good stuff. Love to Bitsy.
Who's that guy?
I have no idea. So, what happened with Uberman? Did you get the audition?
I haven't met him yet. And I thought I should wait until later.
Of course he did. Come on, let's go.
Oh, no, I can't.
No, come on. We have to. Baby steps, come with me.
She bites her lip.
And what if Renee's correct and I should wait?
Hey, Renee doesn't want you to audition and show everyone how great you are. He wants you to be afraid, so you'll need him. There's Uberman.
Lena, how are you doing?
Oh my gosh, it's Pepe Le Puke.
I told you, this is not the time.
Please get out of my way.
Come to your senses. This is not you acting like this. This is him. Come on, baby. This is not in you to do such a thing.
You're wrong.
Remember when you freeze, who tried to stop you?
Dylan pulls out a cassette.
Give this to Uberman. It's a little bootleg I made, live at the Hollywood Bowl. Okay? Now, Pearl Jam's on there, too, so I need it back. Go, go, go.
Sorry to interrupt you, man.
Oh, it's got to sting a little bit. We'll see.
Hey, hey, Dylan, come here a second. Give me the ring. I'm going to stick it in one of the swans.
Ring?
Yeah.
Now?
Come here, hurry up before she sees us.
Okay. All right, the ring is a... it's a funny story. You're going to think it's funnier than anybody, because... Hang on. 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Wait. Wait there.
Wally eats a swan pastry.
Where is it?
Oh, hey, boss.
Come on. God, you're so fired, you're rehired.
Wally's face falls.
There it is, your ring. Nice and shiny, safe and sound.
Great, thanks. Where's the box?
The box? Screw the box! Who cares about the box? You want the ring or the box?
Okay, with the grip, you're scaring
all
people.
All right, I'm just saying.
Out front, Wally hands a valet his ticket. His head jerks up. And he walks over to Dylan's Beetle.
Jack, what are you doing in there?
On the balcony, Gail cleans a counter.
A treat for the lady.
Oh, I can't even look at one of those.
Yeah, well, this one is a little different.
No, thanks.
Bear with me. Just, you know, take a bite right here, right where the spoon is, right from the middle.
No.
Just eat the swan for
okay,
me.
Okay,
a little,
okay.
You know?
Mm.
What, something mm. in there hard? Oh, boy. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, how was the surprise? That is a sweet diamond.
Diamond? Yeah. How much a diamond like that would cost? It's cubic zirconium.
The setting is Mark's grandmother's.
I made a deal. The restaurant takes off. I replaced that with a diamond. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I gotta throw up. Mr. Millstone, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes. Hold that a second. Please.
Sure.
Hello. Speaking. What? Oh, no, that's terrible. I understand these things happen all the time. Yeah, well, thanks anyway. Bye-bye.
Something wrong?
Yeah, big time. Neil Diamond's plane got delayed. He was flying in here tonight to sing for my wife's birthday. Now he can't make it.
Wow, that's too bad. Hey, if I could just ask you about this loan, right?
Oh, look, I can't talk to you about that now. Look, son, I know you're a nice guy and you make good food, but I got a real problem here. Can you understand? I mean, Neil Diamond is our all-time favorite. Excuse me.
On stage, musicians mingle with each other. Renee sits down next to Lila. A musician points to a PA speaker. A spotlight reveals Dylan, tie undone, shirt unbuttoned, wearing a headset mic.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
Dylan walks to a guest's table. He wipes his brow with their napkin.
Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat.
Dylan drapes his tie on Lila's shoulder.
It's a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love, 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 save love, love, travel and salvation show. Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone goes, 'cause everyone knows brother love's show.
Renee and Lila share a glance. Renee leaves.
Room gets suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in.
Mrs. Millstone smiles to her husband. On the balcony, Renee walks over to a CD player.
Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on.
Dylan looks around. Renee beams from the balcony. Dylan holds his hands to his mouth. Lila raises her eyebrows. Dylan shrugs. A backup singer nods her head.
No.
Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake, and when he lets go,
Dylan's arms rage,
half
shake
the valley
it.
Shakes. It's love, brother, love, say brother, love's traveling salvation show.
Lila smiles and buries her face in her hands.
Take my hand in yours.
Mrs. Millstone stands up and holds Dylan's hands.
In my heart I know I will never stray.
Dylan raises her arms, shaking them more and more. She throws Mrs. Millstone onto her table. Dylan sees Lila clapping and shrugs. He walks over to Mrs. Millstone.
Mrs. Millstone, I know I'm no Neil Diamond, but happy birthday anyway.
Oh, that's all right. You won me over. Now get me some sugar.
Oh. I'll tell you what, son. What you did here was priceless. So congratulations. You got the loan on sheer guts. Good luck, son. Come on, Mildred, let's get you cleaned up.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but we got it.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go tell Gail, huh?
Yeah.
At Dylan's car, Renee stares at the empty seat.
Bastard. Honey, we got the loan.
What are you all dressed up
for? Forget about the G. You just said we got the loan. We got the loan. Look. Hey, boss! Ah! Look what I found! Jack,
Jack, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Oh, you owe me $5,000. Where was he?
Oh, it was the strangest thing, boss. He was inside your car.
What?
I knew it.
Hey, Renee, good news. Jack's back.
Good news for Jack. Bad news for you when Lila finds out.
Take him.
No, you won't. No way.
You take him. Give him back to her.
Hey, do I get the $10,000?
What do you talk about? There was no $10,000.
Oh, I don't want him.
Shh. He had the dog in his apartment all along.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We took really good care of him. We got to play, watch TV.
Wally, don't help.
Wait a minute. You stole her dog?
Isn't that a felony?
Gail, felony is such an accurate word. Please don't use it. Let's just say I borrowed him. Guys, don't look at me like this. It's both your faults. You're the one who said I need to spend some quality time with her. It was just supposed to be for a couple hours. We'd go look for Jack. We'd have some fun together. She'd like me. Then I'd return him. I'd be a hero.
Mark's eyes dart to Lila, standing behind Dylan.
What?
Dylan turns around to see Lila. His eyes close, and his head falls. She wraps his tie around his neck and takes Jack back. Dylan holds his head in his hand.
Don't worry. You are a hero. My hero.
At Lila's, she lays on her bed with Jack.
Lila, are you there? It's Dylan. Lila, I know you're upset, but it was all... Lila, please don't fast forward. Okay, please, just... Please, look at your front door.
An envelope is pushed under the door. Jack races to retrieve it.
I know there's no excuse for what I did, but there is an apology, so please don't throw this one away.
Hey, what do you want from me?
Lila holds it up, then tosses it into an overflowing trash can. Jack retrieves the crumpled envelope.
Lila, c'est René. Allô, allô. Are you here? No? Okay, so I've got a ticket. We can fly to Paris on Friday night if you want on WA 10 p.m. And I'm going to call you tomorrow morning. I love you. Obama.
Dylan sees movers hauling furniture out of Lila's apartment.
Damn.
No. Lila! Lila!
Hold it, pal. You can't go in there.
Lila!
She ain't here.
Where is she? Is she coming back?
She ain't here.
Can you at least tell me where you're taking her stuff?
No. Adi, watch the corner. Heads up, pal.
Inside Lila's, Lila stares off out her window.
That about does it.
Thank you.
I'll have my guys come in and take care of this trash for you. For what it's worth, he sounded sincere. You're gonna throw all this off. Mind if I keep this?
He grabs Dylan's Dodgers hat. Painters put on a sky blue coat to the new cafe's facade. Inside, two men carry the table with a single candle.
Boss, can I get you anything to drink?
No, I'm good, thanks. Hey, what are you guys doing with that?
We're throwing it away. It's junk.
Well, here, check it out.
New menus came. Look at this. I don't believe it. I mean, we actually did it. I know, this is great, man.
Come on, buddy, snap out of it.
I know, I'm sorry.
All right, I'm gonna go show these to Gail.
Okay.
Hey, boss, I'll be back in about an hour.
Wally, come here for a minute.
Sure thing, boss.
What's up?
Let me have this. I need to go for a drive. Take the floor for me.
You almost got me again, boss. That was good. That was good.
I'm serious, man. Cover for me.
At the Hollywood Bowl, Dylan is in the stands staring at a paper. The headline reads, "Local cellist joins Philharmonic." Dylan sees Jack sitting on the stage.
Jack? Hey! Jack, wait! Jack? Come here, buddy. Jack?
Still chasing the same old dog? And what you gonna do when you catch him? Kidnapping again?
You know what? I deserve that. I did a bad thing. I was wrong. But you know what? I think we had fun together. And you and I did okay, too. So...
So what?
So...
So... Show me your boobs.
Okay.
No. Don't. I was kidding. Jack just ate and I...
You know what? Look at this place. Remember what I said about conquering your fears up here? Forget it. This place would scare me to death. Look at all these seats.
So what are you doing here?
This is a special place for me. I once made out with a cello player up there. Oh, yeah. Truth is, she got a little handsy, and I'm a bit of a prude, so that didn't fly.
You know what they say about cellists? Do it in a chair with the legs spread wide.
Good God, man, there's a dog in our presence.
Oh, yeah. And he misses you.
Dylan takes the Dodgers hat off Wiley's head. They kiss. Dylan puts the hat on his head.
Let's get out of here.
So why did you come here? Was it my letters?
No. They were nice, but...
Was it the hat?
No. It was the party.
Oh, when I gave the tape to Uberman.
No, when you sang.
Really?
I didn't know you could be so sexy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you're a Neil Diamond fan. He's got 100 hits. I'll do a different one every night.
Let's get through today first.
Okay.
Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com.
Stewardess.
In an airplane.
How much longer do I have to stay in this godforsaken place?
It'll be about another 10 minutes before we take off. I'm sorry.
Your stories don't help us get off the ground. Forget it. Where's the bathroom?
Right back there.
Renee cuts in front of a boy.
You are little and big. You lose.
It's Brian. Renee exits to see Brian, his mother, and three officers.
That's the man. He's the one who did it. He patted my bottom, put me in his lap. He played Santa Claus.
Renee's eyes widen.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another.
That's right.
Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.